Hello. I'd like to talk to you about something that I was found over in Zephaniah, in the first chapter. There's some stuff that has come to my attention just recently here that sounds a lot like the 9/11. In verse 10, it says, "There shall be on that day, says the Lord, a sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the hills." Through my pondering on this, the fish gate, a place of commerce on the water, or the edge of the water, near the water. You know, when someone, the fishing boats bring in their fish, they pass in through the port. I believe that it sure sounds like the Twin Towers. It was a place of commerce. It was sitting on the port city. Wailing from the second quarter, that could be the Pentagon. And a loud crashing from the hills. I just recently was doing a search on the internet, and it's talking about Flight 93 out in Pennsylvania, and it mentioned the smoke rising up from the hills. A man that had witnessed it moments later was recording it, and he was talking about how the plane had crashed in the ground about 15 miles away from his house, and spoke about how violent their houses shook, and the cloud of black smoke rising up from the crash site. It was so devastating, the man thought that it had explosives on board. It made that great of an impression on him. And the man's account was that he was watching the trade towers were struck. Then he heard about the Pentagon being hit. And then this happens 15 miles away from him. Same order here. Same order from the Twin Towers to the crashing in the hills. And then it says, "And all those who handle money are cut off." And that was the main focus of the trade towers. And it goes on to say that the mighty men over in 14, the mighty men shall cry out. That would be the Pentagon. They were definitely on the news and on the airwaves. It says a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities. I would say the Pentagon was fortified, and the high towers, the trade centers, were fortified from a previous attack a few years previous. They had fortified those buildings quite well. And I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men. I was in a stupor myself at that particular time when all this happened. I remember where I was. Their blood shall be poured out like dust. Those buildings coming down, and that big cloud, sure, seems to be a relation there. And their flesh like refuse. They hauled the buildings off to a dump site. After they in the cleanup effort. And there's another part in over 18. This phrase came to mind. You know, you hear this phrase about as secure as Fort Knox. You know, nothing can touch you if you're if you got it locked up in Fort Knox. How secure and safe whatever you have. And it speaks in here 19, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in that day. They had a large quantity of gold and silver stored in those Twin Towers, the Trade Center. And That place was like Fort Knox. And I believe this is a reference to that state of mind. Hey, man, we got this place so secure like Fort Knox, we're safe. Nothing can hurt us. There's a lot more stuff contained in this. Over in 9, it talks about, in the same day I will punish all those that leap over the threshold. The threshold, in my view or feelings on this, is talking about being delivered from being a sinner to a saved soul. The threshold is Jesus Christ through His blood, through His redemption. And there's lots of people out there that are Christians or say they're Christians, but their regard for Jesus, well, He's just another great prophet out there and not the creator of this earth that had given His blood through His Son to redeem us. And all these things, just the way I all line up, I don't think, it's just so much, so tied together. It don't seem coincidental. Seems like somebody had seen it already happen. May you turn your heart over to Jesus Christ and call on him as your Savior, Lord and Savior. Seek Him. Need to seek Him. And that's what we need to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say this. Amen.